Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze. There's a
well, it is wonderful to be back in our studio after having been gallivanting globally probably since last September. We generally do most of our traveling between November and April because it's so beautiful where we live. And it's very much like the Lake District in England. Has similarities to parts of Northern Ireland and to County Donegal, except we're missing the ocean. We're in the northwest corner of Massachusetts, up in the mountains, and the county we live in is Berkshire County, and if you're a stranger, you probably say Berkshire County, and if you're from the UK, you probably say Berkshire County. But in any event, it's the same place, and I do hope you'll come and visit us, because aside from being naturally gorgeous, with rolling hills and lakes and greenery, and come in the fall, come in October when the leaves are all changing, it's marvelous. It looks like the mountains are on fire with so many colors. But if you are here between May and October, you will find that now that the ski season is behind us, such as it was this year, but generally speaking, we have a rather healthy winter. The spring, summer, and fall is just gorgeous, and I do my best to stay close to home and enjoy and appreciate all that we have here. So I hope you'll come and visit. And we're going to continue to take you gallivanting worldwide by telephone and also on those shorter trips that I know I will be seduced into taking. Because how can I not go to a place that I find out is just wonderful? And sometimes I find out about things because someone's contacted me to tell me about a place, maybe a PR firm or an ad agency, or someone from a tourist board wants me to know about a place. Other times I read about something, or on many occasions I will see something in film or on TV. And one of the things I have been smitten with on TV, as you may have well been too, because I know it is greatly popular on our side of the pond, and that is the series Downton Abbey. And there is so much about it that is wonderful and charming, from the actors and the costumes and the story and the history and the grounds of the estate of Highclere Castle, where Downton Abbey was and continues to be filmed. The two seasons are completed. They have aired on PBS in the States. But if you have Netflix available to you, at least season one is already there. Season two, if it's not there already, will be shortly. Or you actually can do what I did and purchase the two seasons of Downton Abbey, and we had a Downton Abbey marathon at our house. And after dinner every night for a couple of weeks, we watched at least one episode, sometimes two, once three, because I wasn't going to bed until I saw more. And I got very interested in knowing more about Highclere Castle and England, and we have a grand surprise for you in that I have Lady Carnarvon on the phone with us from Highclere Castle in England, and we're going to be speaking with her right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Ring in the new year with the Boston Pops and Seth MacFarlane on December 31st at 10:15 p.m. Party the night away with the Boston Pops and very special guest, Seth MacFarlane. There will be a cash bar and several dining options available. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. on December 31st. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
It is a joy to introduce Lady Carnarvon, and I must get the accent on the right syllable, on the phone with me. It has been not only joyous watching Downton Abbey and seeing Highclere Castle inside and out, and a kind of intimate introduction to your beautiful home. But also, it's been thrilling in talking with my good friend Mark Leslie, whose family is associated with Castle Leslie in County Monaghan, Ireland. And they have so many connections with so many people in Ireland, in the UK, and in America because of their unique family background, Winston Churchill being a first cousin of Uncle Jack, Sir John Leslie at Castle Monaghan, at Castle Leslie in Monaghan. And I had a chat with Mark Leslie and told him, Lady Carnarvon, that you were going to be my guest. And he said, oh, I must share some photos with you. And came out with these marvelous photos of Highclere Castle in 1912. And I'm hoping that you've had a chance to see them as well. They're at travelers411.com, the interactive part of our website. And you'll find them in member photos. The album is listed something like Edwardian Country Life. And it's the last ones that go in are the first ones that are up. So you'll see it right there at the top of the first page of photos. Welcome. And have you had a chance to see those photos?
Yes, I have. They're charming. I love photographs from that period.
And it was quite remarkable. I'm sure you have many family albums filled with photos as well from that period.
We have quite a lot from 1895 through to the First World War. Never the ones you want, funnily enough. But what we have is incredibly wonderful to still have preserved, actually. So I've scanned quite a lot of them, and some of them in the book I've written, and there was a plethora to choose from anyway, which is great.
Well,
but I like the one at the front of Highclere in July 1930 from your website. That's charming.
Well, I'll have to look more carefully at that as well. I really want to spend more time and really study each one of them. But when I fell across, Mark pointed out the two to me. I actually was in his studio at Martello Media in Dublin when he pulled up. I told him about my interest in Downton Abbey, and he said, well, as a matter of fact, I have been archiving the Leslie family photos, and in going through, I found these two marvelous pictures from 1912. And the Leslies were very keen on photography and writing, and so they just have this wonderful family archive of goodies. And so it was first in his studio that I got to see the photos. But the one that has tickled me the most, really, is the one with Queen Elizabeth as a young girl, Princess Elizabeth, with her sister, Princess Margaret. And, you see the face. There's another one there of Jenny Leslie Churchill, who was Winston Churchill's mother. And it looks like Winston is about 12 years old there. But all that's missing is the cigar. You see the face quite clearly that it is him. Now, when you were getting ready to do what needs to be done to accommodate the filming of Downton Abbey at Highclere, that must have been a massive undertaking.
Well, it's still going on because there's a third series to come. So I think you get more used to it without doubt as you go on and figure out what what the process is each time they come in and go out, which they're still doing for another couple of months.
Well, now, when you began this process, it looks from the pictures that Mark Leslie sent me that there's this one picture with some ladies whose last name is Fellows, which is the same last name as Julian Fellows, who was the author of Downton Abbey. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm making the assumption, so please correct me if I'm wrong, if that relationship with the Fellows family doesn't go quite far back and therefore Downton Abbey was the natural heir to being Highclere being the place that it was based on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what relation Sybil Fellows, who's in the photograph, is to Julian. And there's no Fellows. Perhaps she came along with one of the people she's photographed with. I know that Lord Kitchener came to have lunch here in June 1914, who was Emma, Julian Fellows' wife's great uncle. So that I do know. But I don't know about Sybil Fellows. There is another set of Fellows. Lord Robert Fellows and Lady Jane Fellows, who is Princess Diana's sister, elder sister, and that's another Fellows who aren't related to Julian, but who are also friends of ours and who do come here. So there are several branches of Fellows, and there are some Fellows from that branch, which is definitely different, buried in Old Berkeley Church near here. So it may be through that, but I don't know.
We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston. Beginning December 6th, thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6630. Immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you've just joined us, you're in for a treat. We have Lady Carnarvon on the line with us live from Highclere Castle in the United Kingdom, and you may well be aware that Highclere Castle, or maybe you don't know it, is the spot where Downton Abbey takes place, that wonderful, gorgeous, overpoweringly looking, magnificent castle. It's just one of those fairy tale kinds of places, and if you've been watching the series Downton Abbey, you've probably completely fallen in love with the place. It's hard not to. Before we get into the history of Carnarvon family and the relationship with Highclere Castle, I'm wondering, Lady Carnarvon, if you can just focus us in on where Highclere Castle is located.
Well, it's about 60 miles west of London, so it's Oxford lies to the north of us and Winchester and Southampton to the south.
Oh, okay.
And actually, we're just in a county called Hampshire rather than Berkshire. We're just on the borders, but that's where we are. So from the top, from the tower, which you know, aspires over the top of the castle, you can see four counties of England.
Oh, wow.
It's rather spectacular, and it's a lovely place. I was up there at the weekend just staring out over the cedar trees, and it's a huge treat.
How much time do you spend at Highclere?
All the time, really. I mean, we sometimes go to London for an evening or something, or we went to the flower show yesterday, but it only took us an hour to drive back with no traffic, so it's not difficult.
And from the point of view of visitors, I know during the time when Downton Abbey is being filmed, and they're now into doing the third season, which should be very exciting with the addition of Shirley MacLaine. That's got to be some interesting chemistry between her and Maggie Smith.
Oh, it's some great dialogue. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Oh, I know I will. I mean, I was glued to you had to see us because, you know, we rarely have dinner at home. So we were purposely having dinner in so that we would it would be a quicker turnaround rather than being out and having to drive back home and take away time from watching maybe two episodes rather than one of Downton Abbey. You know, one of the things that I saw a parallel to, and I'm sure you can give us some insights into that, in the story of Downton Abbey, the house is whisked away from under the feet of the family that owns it and turned into an infirmary for returning army personnel during the war. And you know, it caused all kinds of grief and strife, and it was painful to watch the furnishings being moved out and hospital beds being moved in. But I couldn't help but see the parallel to having a film crew moving in, and wondered if you felt any kinship with the characters of Downton Abbey as the house was being sorted around differently in order to accommodate the filming.
Well, when they turned it into a convalescent home, to be precise, not a hospital. And hang on 1 second, turn that off. Sorry. And they turned the castle into a convalescent home for Downton Abbey, and they just simply pretended the drawing room was where the offices were. But actually, in the First World War, it's more interesting because it was actually a proper hospital for officers. And you know, the Lady Carnarvon at the time became matron. She hired all the nurses, a doctor. She turned a room into an operating theatre, a radiologist, and that's where I wrote Lady Armina, the book I've written, which actually has been amazing in America. I'm very grateful for all the people who read it and loved it. So that's what's happened. I mean, that was a much bigger transformation. And when they do it for the film, they don't move that much. They use many of our furnishings, and they simply move some beds into the drawing room. So that was less of a kerfuffle.
Yes, and the
real thing.
The portraiture, the paintings on the walls. Are they all of the family collection at the
Highclere? They're all ours. They don't touch them.
Oh,
they can't
marvelous.
Touch them. They're not allowed to touch them.
let's be clear on that.
That's how it gets muddled up. It's you know, Hugh Bonneville or Earl of Grantham's relatives get muddled up with my husband's, and all the portraits get muddled up together. Most of our portraits are old enough that we don't have to take any down. There's two more modern ones which do go down, but other than that, most things can stay. So that's great. It makes it much easier.
Now, when I was doing some reading about Highclere Castle, I ran across something that talked about the availability for guests to come and stay and the potential for benchmarking events like wedding receptions and that kind of thing.
Well, nobody comes and stays. I don't know where that was. People come for weddings, and there are, you know, the wedding, you know, a celebration and dinner can take place here, and then they all go to local excellent hotels with spas and showers, which we don't have after that. And so that's one part of our business, and we have, you know, quite a few weddings a year. Another part of our business is we're open to the public during our English school holidays, really, therefore at Easter and in the summer. We also have conferences or some private dinners and things like that.
So when
and
you
obviously
say you're,
filming.
You say you're open during school holidays, open to tour?
It's open to the public. We have coach trips. We always have had for 20 years. So there's coach trips and, you know, Women's Institute come or groups come or Americans have come and come down by train or by car. And the public turn up or you can pre-book tickets. And there have been a lot of Americans on our website.
Well, I would imagine. Now, Downton Abbey, you know, it caught fire here, you know.
Yeah.
It captured a lot. And for good reason. And the story is wonderful. The actors are each superb. The costumes are fantastic. The photography, the countryside, the areas around the castle, both inside and out, just superb. And my husband, his attention was kept by all of the classic and antique cars.
So, yes.
I mean, there's really something for everybody. And the story is superb.
Yes, no, I think Julian's a jolly good script writer. So, and he has a lot of fun. And there's a lot of humor, isn't there? And I think for us, it's on a Sunday evening. And I think before you steady yourself for the week and think what you've got to do, it's a lovely escape, isn't it, for an hour and a half. And lots of jokes and humor and sadness as well.
You know, especially, I mean, there are lines that are memorable to me, many of which come from the lips of Maggie Smith, who can take any very normal, mundane phrase and turn it into something that you have to giggle at. My favorite was when she was talking with her daughter in the story, and her fictional daughter. And she said something to her daughter about, why can't you say what's on your mind? And her daughter said, oh, I couldn't possibly do that. And Maggie Smith says, well, everyone else does.
It's just,
say it like it is. I just love it. Stay with me. We've forced into another commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Lady Carnarvon at High Clare Castle, the place where Downton Abbey takes place. We'll be right back.
The love we knew ain't worth another try.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve solve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Walk like an Egyptian.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you've just joined me, you've missed quite a bit, but you can catch up with it at S Abrams, that's SABRAMS.com, where you'll find every show podcast, archived, lots of photos that accompany our reviews of people that and places we talk about. And I want to make sure that you follow me on Twitter. My handle is iTripU. It's I-T-R-I-P and just the letter U. iTripU. So come join along, and I'll be able to keep you up to date on things you should know about in travel. And one of the things you should know about is High Clare Castle, which you may know as Downton Abbey. It is the site of where the first two series were filmed, and I am thrilled to report the third series is in production. And it's a very beautiful and exciting castle, not far from London. And I have Lady Carnarvon on the phone with me, live from High Clare Castle. You mentioned, Lady Carnarvon, that you can reach High Clare by train. What train would you take from London?
Oh, the London, Paddington to Newbury. But it's all on our website again, so there's lots of helpful info on how to get there.
And
so,
the website is?
High Clare Castle. If you just type in High Clare Castle. If you type in Downton Abbey, you should blooming well get to High Clare Castle. I hope we've done our internet searches well enough.
So is it highclarecastle.com or
.uk? .co.uk.
.co.uk. Got it. Okay. .co.uk. Excellent. This is a castle that has its beginnings 1,300 years ago.
It's very old. People have loved living here for a long time. It's a good place to live.
Now, what we see today couldn't all have been built in the year 700. It's kind of advanced for that period.
Actually, they were quite advanced, but you're right. The foundations still remain from the bishops of Winchester, who owned Highclere and had a building here and a palace here for some 800 years. And then it was nationalized by Henry VIII, who acquired all the church land and sold into secular hands, and my husband's family acquired it in 1679. So that's how it came to be with us. And it's had various different reincarnations. So the latest one is on top of a Georgian house, Sir Charles Barry, who was the designer of the Houses of Parliament in London and a preeminent architect. He was the architect for Highclere Castle. So it's sort of romantic with pinnacles and spires, and it's quite big. There's 200-300 rooms and 50 to 80 bedrooms. So
let me ask the question.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I've answered it in my own head, but I'll share it with everybody. No, it's not that Flora's Castle in Kelso in the Scottish Borders region is the largest inhabited house in the UK. It's the largest inhabited house in Scotland. So that eliminated that, because that has 174 rooms, and you beat those odds.
So. Well, I think it says we're one of the largest inhabited houses, but we don't inhabit every room. You know, and some of the other houses are very large, but they've got very large marble, amazing entrance halls. And funny enough, I think Highclere's cozy, and I think Julian Fellowes wanted a house which made a statement in the time.
How many rooms did you say? How many
between
rooms?
Between 200 and 300.
And you're calling this cozy, are you?
Yeah, I think it seems cozy, Stephanie, when you kind of come in. And it seems cozy and manageable on TV without sort of all the echoing marble, which we don't have. But, yeah, well, if you get bored, you can go for a walk in the winter without going outside. It's very positive.
I love it. Do you use all the rooms?
No. Well, we don't use all of them. I'm sort of gradually working my way around, trying to work out what befits where. But we've turned all the downstairs of the house is now an Egyptian exhibition because the fifth Earl of Carnarvon, with Howard Carter, discovered Tutankhamun. So that used to be our most famous earl and most famous reason to coming to visit us. And now I think Downton Abbey probably tops that. But nevertheless, that exhibition is, I hope, fun and enjoyable and runs around the cellars of the house. So some of those rooms now, which don't have a knee, because we simply don't have the number of footmen, are throughout the bottom of the house. So that's good.
The Egyptian exhibit, how big is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it takes you about 50 minutes. When we're open to the public, there's a trail path to follow around with the guides through the state rooms, which is about 50 minutes. And then it's about the same going around the Egyptian exhibition, really.
And so, how did you sort that out? I mean, that's a big thing to put together an Egyptian exhibit. I mean, it's a lot of work goes into that. Did you have outside consultants work with you on that?
No, I did most of that, actually. But
bravo!
Well, it's amazing what you can do if you try, isn't it? And by the time I'd explained what I wanted, I might as well have done it. So I can read some Egyptian hieroglyphs, which is great for showing off, and it's a fantastic dinner party trick, or sometimes I might write people's place names in hieroglyphs, which obviously doesn't get them very far, but it causes me amusement anyway.
Yeah, all right. I can just see that, people going around the table looking for their place.
Yes, I know, but it's a topic of conversation. It breaks the ice, because there used to be quite a few sort of Maggie Smith-type characters who come here and who can be quite scary. So different ways of breaking the ice, I suppose.
Are you acquainted with my good friend Mark Leslie?
I don't. I've actually been to Castle Leslie, and I've known I've met a couple of people. There's Parker Leslie, who I think was up there, and a fantastic woman who was kind of running it.
Sammy.
At the moment today.
Sammy, Samantha Leslie.
Sorry?
Samantha.
Sammy, that was it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she's a very good friend.
So I have been up there and gone round, and it's a great and rather crazy house. I think we're rather English and normal by comparison.
Well, that's very true. There was a time when the recorded message, when you called Castle Leslie and you got the first recording that led you to press one for this and press two for that kind of thing. But the beginning of it was this howling insanity. It's like, what? Well, what have you called? But I don't think they use that one anymore.
Oh, good. Well, I think it's very advanced to have press one for this and two for that. I don't think we've reached that stage yet.
Well, the reason I asked about Mark is that actually on June 7th, there's an exhibit, a Churchill exhibit, at the J.P. Morgan Library in New York City. I think it's called Churchill, The Power of the Word. And Mark and his company, Martello Media, based in Dublin, is responsible for the exhibit. And there's a gala on June 7th. And if you're going to be in New York, I'll get you invited. That would be grand. We get to meet. And then on the 8th, it's open to the public. And I don't remember how long the run is. It either runs through the fall or into the winter. But he's also responsible for the award-winning visitors exhibit experiences at the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare, Ireland, the Black Rock Observatory in County Cork, the Yeats exhibit at the National Library in Dublin, and the exhibit at the Visitor Center experience at Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin. And he's marvelous. And if you ever decide you want to take your Egyptian exhibit to the next level, I need to put the two of you together. In any event, he is the most marvelous character, and you will so enjoy him that whether you ever do business with him or not, you will enjoy doing pleasure with him.
Absolutely. You know, I'm hoping to come to America in the autumn, actually, because I'm going to write the second book, having finished the first one. So,
and the name of the first book, again, which I happen to have on my desk, but I have thumbed through, and I promised myself I was going to read before we spoke,
no,
but I actually got as far as ordering it, so that was a good thing.
Well, that was Lady Amina, the real Downton Abbey, and then her son. I've got a wonderful cutting book, and what happened was there's lovely cutting from the New York Times, which say, New York beauty marries English Earl. And that's sort of the second book, and it's charting what happens to them and going through the 20s and 30s, which is a fascinating time and, I suppose, not much research. Then into the Second World War and see what happens to Highclere Castle then. So for me, Highclere Castle is still the centre of it and quite fun.
Well,
I've got lots of downstairs stories from the staff, again, of what happens downstairs, so...
Well,
I hope that will amuse people.
This may continue to stimulate Julian Fellowes' thinking. Didn't he do Gosford Park as well?
He did, and he very kindly tried to bring that here, but we'd have only had Maggie Smith for one line, saying, I don't believe this is homemade marmalade or whatever. We obviously have it every Sunday, which is far better, so there we go. Mind you, I do make sure that I have proper marmalade. and I think of her every time I bring it out if I've got guests staying, thinking I hope it's acceptable.
Well, stay with me. We're going to take a quick break and come back.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelson's returns for his fifth season to lead the BSO in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites, featuring the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, and more. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem lives?
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're back talking with Lady Carnarvon at Highclere Castle in England, the site of the filming of Downton Abbey. And in many ways, Downton Abbey is Highclere gone fictional and marvelous. And if you haven't seen it, you really must. Check out Netflix. You'll be able to find at least the first season there. The second season probably will be arriving fairly shortly because they're in the filming of the third season. And there is just a magnificent cast, a great story. And what fascinated me was that not only was I interested, but my husband was interested too. And so we made it an evening marathon for a couple of weeks, and we watched the entire two seasons over the period of a couple of weeks and got all caught up, and now we're waiting like children outside the bakery window panting for the third season to come about, in which Shirley MacLaine is joining the cast, or is now in the filming, has joined the cast as the mother of the American Lady of the Manor. And she must have some amazing interplay with Maggie Smith. I mean, the two of them have got to be magnetically polar. I can't wait to see it. In the commercial break, I was talking with Lady Carnarvon about some of the history of the castle. And there are pieces about Highclere Castle that I think you should know. And if you're planning a destination wedding, this could be the place for you. Take a look at it. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think it gets more charming than this. So what should we focus on? Because there is just, with 1,300 years of history, I mean, the fact that, you know, there's a relationship to the discovery of King Tut's tomb and the exhibit that you have at Highclere. When can people actually come and see that?
Well, we're open in July and August, and we're open in the spring, and I do occasional days, usually for charity in between. But you the parking is grass field, so we can't open all the year. And I do not want to go to tarmac because that would ruin the whole thing. Couldn't do it, in fact, in the heritage. And the castle is only so big. So what we have done is we've now got a pre-booking, pre-booked ticket system.
Well, that's
so if
good.
You're coming from further away, you can book the tickets, because I think it'd be dreadful if you turned up and couldn't get in, which has happened on the odd day. So that's what we have done. So people are welcome to have a look. But we are amazingly lucky in a very difficult economic recession. Our groups are already booked up for not maybe this year, but next year as well, and trying to get in 2014. So it's kind of crazy, but what an extraordinary problem to have.
Indeed. And that's a very good suggestion about buying your tickets for admission in advance. Well, we just visited, actually it was open 12 days when we visited the Titanic Belfast exhibit. And it's quite a monumental piece of modern work containing the memorabilia of the Titanic. And on the day that we were there, it was sold out. And there were so many people who had made a special effort to come to the museum only to find out they couldn't get in. And that's just, you know, what a disappointment.
It's so disappointing. And we've got people coming from Australia or New Zealand as well, Stephanie. So that's what we have done. There's always a few walk-up tickets, you know, so we try to split everything and keep everyone happy, which obviously doesn't always work, but that's our intention anyway. And I think people appreciate that we are trying, which I think is very important. So, and there's tea, afternoon tea and scones as well, and there's lunch in the tea rooms. And we've just developed a new coach house, which I'm going to fill with all the Downton Abbey press cuttings. So I'm going to have to build some more walls, actually, Stephanie, because they're going to be completely and utterly jam-packed.
You know, if you do come over to the States in the fall, I would love to find a way to abduct you to Berkshire County here in the northwest corner of Massachusetts, because people come from all over the world to see our fall foliage. While there are beautiful trees in a lot of places, we seem to have this unique variety of trees that have managed to grow in harmony on our mountainsides. And when the sun is out, it looks like the mountains are on fire. You know, it's just,
oh,
it's the most, it really is. It's, and that's one of the reasons I try to stick close to home until the end of October. When the leaves go, it's my cue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
it's lovely here in the autumn as well. It doesn't have all your trees, but I completely appreciate it. And I've heard how lovely it is where you are.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can make that happen in somewhere along the way. Well, the Churchill exhibit should still be open in October. And so you might want to see that as well at the J.P. Morgan Library in Manhattan. And I've got to get you introduced to my friend Mark Leslie, because and you will enjoy him, because he's quite the character and filled with I can't keep up as with you. I mean, with the outpour of historic information is difficult to keep track of. So I'm glad you're writing. At least that'll give us something that we can hang on to. I think that's just marvelous. Do you expect there'll be a fourth season? Are they talking about that in Downton Abbey?
Well, I think, I'm sure ITV over here and Masterpiece with UPBS are, and everybody else is very interested in continuing on. So I'm not sure I can say more than that. But, you know, they wouldn't want to stop. I mean, we remain enthusiastic. We've gone in partnership, and it's been an extraordinary experience, I think, for all of us. You know, actors and actresses who weren't that well known are now recognized on the streets, whether it's London or New York. And Julian was a pretty well-known scriptwriter, but now he's one of the most famous scriptwriters in the world. And our home has again become an iconic image, hasn't it? So we're all, we've all been very lucky, and it's trying to work out how long to carry on so you don't all get bored and you still enjoy it, and when to stop and when, how not to disappoint you all, I think.
Well, I mean, you've got my vote.
Thank you.
Dally forth. I want to thank you so much for your generosity of time and joining us today and sharing your insights. And the name of the book again that is the
Lady
real?
Almina and the Real Downton Abbey. And she was the most amazing woman. She did more. She was, I just think, a complete heroine. So I'm very lucky to be able to share her story, which is partly due to Downton Abbey, and more people have read the book than otherwise might have done. But she was somebody who gave her life and her time to welcoming strangers into her home and saving their lives, and that's what she spent her money on, which is a pretty amazing thing to do.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you all for being with us today. We're flying high.
Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.